Welcome back to Overdunk, your favorite competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. My name is Zoinks, and joined, as always, by Dupesnax, by Bridget. We're here for a very special episode. We're just a couple of weeks out of the World Championships in Honolulu, Hawaii, which is coming up so insanely soon. I feel like it's creeping up and storming up on us, even though we talk about it every single week. Somehow those weekly warnings are insufficient, and the event is still happening, and that's crazy. But, of course, with all that excitement on the rise, we thought we would play a few little games, have some shenanigans before we get into our big pre-Worlds episode, which will most likely be happening next week, if that's what you're looking forward to. But before we get into any of the pre-mentioned shenanigans, I gotta check in with some of my best friends in the whole entire world. And Dupesnax, Bridget, how you doing?
That was very confusing since you said us both.
So. Oh, I said and Dupesnax. It was like a dig joke, but I said it too quick probably to land. My bad.
Bridget. Oh, even better. I feel awesome by myself now. Bridget, why don't you go on ahead?
You crushed it. You're rusty. You haven't been here for a while.
That's true. Okay. That's true.
Yeah, when you said always good. Joined by, I was like, well, rarely joined by.
Rarely joined
by. But we're trying to switch up.
Oh, we're so back. We are so back. Exactly. Bridget, how have you been since last week?
I'm good. I played a little bit of Unite at Reset, but I'm not going to lie, the lag spikes have hurt me slightly. Mm-hmm. Zoinks, I hear you have a very upsetting story, but...
They just turned me into a monster. Like, I genuinely have never had less fun playing Unite than during this phase. It was crazy. Wow. I was losing my mind. I know. It was a bad time out there. I, frankly, played a lot of Honor of Kings this last week. So, anyway, that's kind of
yeah,
where I'm
you're
at.
Diamond one, I saw.
Yeah, but... a lot. I've been saving my tier up match. I'm pretty excited. Okay, Dupesnax, let's check in with you. It's been a couple of weeks since we had the pleasure of having you on the podcast. So how have you been, my friend? What's going on? How are you prepping for Honolulu and all that stuff?
So obviously the lag spikes have been brutal, but even before that happened, I've pretty much just been spending my usual Unite game time as casting practice. So that's how I've been gearing up. I have been able to, because of some work trips where I was just kind of stuck in airports, queue up and game a little bit. So I have hit master. I think I'm one game below 1200, so like 11, you know, 96 or 94 or whatever. But we're there technically. And since then, I haven't picked it back up because the lag spikes again are absolutely egregious. So now that that's sorted out, maybe I'll find my way back through. You know, on my off casting practice times.
Is it actually fixed? I know I saw the tweets put out by both the Japanese and the English Pokemon Unite account that it was being worked on or it was like actively being investigated. Does anyone know if the fix has actually been pushed to live? Dupesnax or Bridget or chat? Someone can chime in.
I don't think so. I don't think yet.
Okay. Well. We can only hope it will be soon because I really like this meta. We talked about it, I think last episode, Bridget, that we were like, hey, I really enjoy this metagame. It's really fun right now. And so I'd love to play in it, but I, the game is not allowing me to, but hopefully it'll be fixed very soon. There's some more in-game stuff that we probably could talk about. There's some membership stuff leaked. That's kind of wild and crazy. Yeah. Whatever. That's a thing. What we did want to talk about housekeeping wise before we get into this episode is mostly for those watching live, unless we put out this podcast at a heroic rate of tonight. Tomorrow, as of the night of this recording, is the finale of Unite Mike's Mayhem season 5. I think I've said it every week, and now I'm forgetting it now. Yeah, the finale of Season 5 is going to be next week. It's going to be an absolutely awesome event. It's going to be $350 in prize pool, thanks to our friends over at Engage GG, and of course, our earlier work with some promotions on the channel. And then Kind of Fat is going to be sponsoring as well. But the challengers are very exciting. Nemesis is going to be there because they won last season's event, as well as the winners of the first 3 weeks, the Mighty Ducks, Orange Juicers, and Luminosity Gaming. So three Worlds qualified team, and then of course the Mighty Ducks, which is largely the fourth place roster from this year. So an incredibly exciting night of matches. I personally can't wait. It's going to be awesome. So make sure to tune in.
Yeah, tune in. Watch. It's going to be dope.
Yeah. Thanks. That's pretty straightforward. But anyway, we are going to be jumping into the fun, the shenanigans that we talked about here. Let's do it, everybody. We are doing How Cool Your In-Game Name Is, Worlds Edition. I guess I should put 2024 in the title, maybe. Who knows? We did this last year, I believe, just with the North American Regional Championship players, which was a ton of fun. I just want to say up front, and honestly, early and often, this is just a tier list of how cool we think your in-game name is. This is not a tier list of skill or where we think these players line up actually in-game, whether it's mechanics or intangibles or anything like that. This is just what we think of how cool your gamer name is. Bridget, you unfortunately were not here with us last time we did this list. How you feeling? True. How you feeling about this list? Are you excited? Are you terrified? What are you thinking?
I am excited.
Okay.
I did want to see if we had any, like, categories we were grading these on. Like,
okay.
Do you guys have any things you
Vibes.
Look for?
Vibes.
Okay. Not helpful.
No. Okay. Yeah. I'll actually help. That's a great point, Bridget. I do think that we did go into it just eyes closed, head first, can't lose last time. That is,
yep.
Deus Ex is correct. But I think right. A few things kind of simmered to the top of things
okay.
we said. If it's too edgy, you fall pretty down. Like, too edgy of a gamer name definitely subtracts you points. However, I will say there's a few players just edgy enough. Definitely got them going up on the list.
Okay, I see.
If it's too long, that's a knock. Also, if you have numbers in there,
yeah, that's a
for me,
next
that's like a pet peeve. You know,
I didn't
really
do like the weird characters, but there really weren't that many.
Yeah, it's all right. We'll figure that out. Yeah, if your name's too long, that's usually negative. If it's really hard to say on a cast, it tends to get negatives, but of course that, well, that's just us. But okay, interesting to see Metallic in chat as well, saying that they can't stand numbers. Very, very interesting. Okay, well, good to hear.
So, okay, one thing we need to do after this, I don't know how many names we have, whatever, we'll say it's 50.
Probably more.
We need to go through, maybe I'll do this, I probably won't, but somebody should, and essentially attribute, like, if you are in S or whatever, it's, you know, 10 points, and then give each team a score, and then have the Zoinks ranking board, but of team gamer tag ranked rankings.
Okay, well,
that's a good idea.
That is a great idea.
You just do like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then the lowest score,
yes,
you know, gets the highest on the list. Okay,
okay, I like that. One last clarifying thing, because I already see Gamma mentioning there's 30 teams, so 5 players each. We have decided, because I think that would last a little too long. We're definitely not doing alternates. But I think what we said, we're just doing the first seed out of each region.
Correct.
So for APAC, that's basically every APAC team, but we are going with the first seed out of every region. So I guess that leaves it up to you, Deucenex. What region do you want to rank first?
Let's start with India.
Okay.
S-A-U-L.
All right. So S-A-U-L Esports. This will be these four. Can I just? Hold on.
Yeah, I can move them.
Ho ho! Ba boom! So, we
I
have.
I found the copy and paste for.
Alright, listen. Do not get mad at me for being happy about something I solved, okay? I need this. Alright, so we have Snowy Bashaha. I don't know how to say that. Rex.
I always call it a Badshah. And
Badshah?
If it's Badshah, the way I've said it, That's A on verge of S. I think that's one of the most solid things going.
Okay, first thing we talked about was very careful on the S's, but we have Rex, Kyurem, and All Might. You want Badshah at A?
At A for me is a minimum. I really
a
like
minimum.
I thought that was a clear
B tier, but all right, Badshah going into the A tier.
Well, we can see.
I mean,
well,
it's there
both
now.
Both agree it needs to be lower.
No, Bridget wants it with you, I think.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
Snowy, Rex, and Kyurem are all B to C for me. And I think the real conversation we need to have here
is All Might our first
S tier.
Where
we land on All Might. Yeah. Is where we land on All
Might. I mean, All Might's my first S tier. I am I already? Yeah. No. Oh, that doesn't work.
I was kind of in the same spot with All Might. A can be pushed to S.
Doesn't work. I'm so
like, does not know how to
just no.
Listen.
Just X. Just control X, control V, brother.
Control X. Control V. Oh, it moves it.
Yeah.
It's a cut and paste, brother.
I work in blue collar, okay? I don't work in these fancy office jobs like all of you.
Okay.
Right. Whatever.
No, you're valid.
Yeah, thank you.
Rex is for me is kind of a C.
Okay.
Snowy feels kind of like a B C. Curium, I'm not sold on the Pokemon as your in-game name, so that's a
okay,
C for me for sure.
Do not tell Muck. That's crazy.
That Curium C. Well, Bridget, this is a good question. How do you feel about just having a Pokemon's name as your gamer tag?
But it's not Muck, it's Dat Boy Muck.
You're like, this is different.
I think
I hear you.
Yeah, where do you want it, Bridget?
Out of all these, I like Rex more than Snowy or Kyurem.
Okay, perfect. Okay. I don't think either of them are I don't think either of them are D tier. You know?
I agree. I think as a collective, I think this is a strong crop of
okay.
Gamer tags. That's why I wanted to start with SAUL, because I think it's going to set us with a pretty strong baseline. Because
wow.
Like overall, I think their names are pretty solid across the board. I mean, that's sick. An S, an A, a B, and two Cs. Like, that is very strong.
Yeah. Just a quick reminder for the Spotify listeners. Watch this on YouTube, because it's going to be challenging in the podcast world. But All Might S, Batshaw A, Rex B, Curum, and Snowy are C. Okay, Bridget, next region. We've already done India. Where are you going?
Ooh. Let's see. Honestly, I'm down to keep going in order and go with Legacy, who's in the same group.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Okay, so our gamer tags. Okay, wow. Our gamer tags. I went to say name and it was a whole thing. Wolf, Lel, Fulb, Mazo, and Soto.
Do any of these stand out to anyone? I think Lel is maybe like the closest to a standout as kind of like a kind of what you said, Zoinks. It's either like edgy and it drops it down, or it's just edgy enough to kind of like push it up.
Mazo, I think you could put in a higher team. Like, it's also Baby Mazo, right? Like, which is his full name, which feels better.
Yeah, but he just has Mazo.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
how I feel about Muck, right? Like, if it's Muck, okay, Dat Boy Muck is like, okay, that's to me is elevates it.
No, I think we're just right. I think with clan tag involved, we have to go with what you're providing the world's viewers.
That okay. is their gamer tag.
I think it's just Mazo.
B.
Which one B?
Mazo, that's what we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mazo, S tier, disrespectfully disagree.
Wolf is S tier.
Wolf is too edgy.
Yeah.
I probably like Lel. Honestly, I love Fulb.
Fulb? Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's good.
I think you were bang on earlier with I don't think anybody's higher than B in this group.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. And I mean, like, I think Wolf is part of that too edgy camp. I think Lel is the one I would make an argument that could be like tipped up to A. The rest are kind of B to me.
All right, are we putting Wolf D tier?
Somebody's got to be there.
All right,
bell curve, brother. Bell curve.
Bell curve.
Bell curve. Bell curve. I have to keep bell curve in mind.
Bridget, do you like Fulb enough for B tier?
I do.
Okay. All right. We'll follow your lead. I feel like Mazo.
I like all their names.
Yeah, they're good.
What I like is they're short and efficient and easy to say.
Yeah, they're like clear.
Yeah, that's true. That Soto is interesting because I don't think it's as bad as Snowy or Kyurem.
I agree.
All right, Sorry, Wolf.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe we put Curium and Snowy down there.
And D?
Yeah.
I'm not ready for that yet.
Yeah, okay, we'll see. We'll see.
Fair.
It's too scary. All right, I get to pick the region next. We need to do some Asia. So let's do one of my personal favorites, Zora Tigers Gaming.
Slay.
I'm actually, like, now that I'm thinking more of the Pokemon thing, that I think it's just, do I like the Pokemon or do I not? And if I don't like it, it's like, that's
right, but if I do enjoy it,
it's like, all right, that's kind of dope.
If there was a player named Pelipper, we're like, yeah, he's the freaking best.
Game over. S-tier. Snap that off instantly.
Okay, good.
Okay. Chobo is my favorite out of this collection.
Chobo's good.
Chobo's an A to me.
Okay.
I like Chobo quite a bit.
I'm a big fan of Jong. So I might be a big fan of Jong just because this is just a little bit of how Korean words are spelled in English terms. I only know this because I'm such a freaking esports nerd that I've seen so many Korean players. They always double consonant is sounded out like a single consonant. So it's not Jong, it's just Jong.
Jong.
That's how it's said.
Okay.
And I like it. And I think Jong and Chobo should both be A tier.
I'm not going to fight you on Jong because I like it as well, but Chobo definitely needs to be there in my opinion.
In A? Yeah.
I'm aligned.
Okay. Mule. Not a Pokemon, but in fact a real life animal. But so is Wolf. But Wolf is also spelt kind of weird.
Why is Mule cooler to me than Wolf?
It's because it is. It's because it just is. Like Wolf is like edgy, and it's like the it's like Mule is somebody that's. I don't know how to explain it, but. Like, Mule is like, yeah, Mule, like, let's get after it. Like, I don't know, if somebody was just like, Donkey, like, okay, like, Donkey's out here, baby. But, like, Wolf, I don't know. It just doesn't, like, evoke the same emotions. I guess
similar
because...
to the Pokemon, it's like, if I like the animal or not, really.
I don't even like mules. I don't like wolves.
I think I do.
But it's just like,
I think I do. Like... Okay, Beppo coming in hot with a good argument for Subine in our chat, saying it goes hard, it sounds like a baby submarine, which honestly might put it B for me.
That does make it better to me.
Are we all not liking Subine?
No, I like Subine. I think Rex needs to go to C.
Rex needs to go to C.
That's fair.
Which automatically classifies us as the other Rex going at C. And I think that's enough on both of them, too.
I like Rex with an X better than Rex with a C and a bunch of Ks and stuff.
But it's the same name.
But spelled differently.
Yeah, but, like...
Wolf is only in D tier because it's got a weird U in it.
That's why it's a D.
All right, Ward. Interesting.
That's a BC for me. Kind of.
So on one hand, it's like, you know, a 60-year-old dude's name.
Yo, he's like the retired janitor at your school that like comes back.
Yeah, exactly.
Just pushing around the bucket of sawdust and stuff.
He coaches the track team, but
shout out to Ward. Like coaches, you know, but it's just ripping darts while the team is running.
Insane.
Yo, shout out to Ward. The backstory that we just created for Ward makes it an immediate B minimum now.
You did make me like it so much more.
Okay, that was a two-part argument. The second part of Ward's name is that it's also like a cool MOBA reference, you know?
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking at first.
Cool. That makes it less cool now.
You're incorrect. That makes it less cool.
Ward, the 65-year-old retired
janitor
that is a part-time track coach, that is ripping darts, dog. He's my favorite Ward, honorary S tier. You can put him in D, but in my heart, he's
in parentheses. Can you put Doomslax S tier?
No, yeah. It should be Ward in D, and then a 65-year-old retired janitor in S.
Yeah, Ward if it's a League reference. Ward if it's an old guy shooting darts, ripping darts.
Yeah, asterisk. I love that. But if it's a 65-year-old retired janitor that's a part-time track coach that's ripping darts while the team runs, okay, but he shoots darts.
We're about to have, like, a tier list, like, tree. Like, have, like, different variations.
Another region in the bag.
All right. Cool. Okay. Shout out. Do you want to just move to a different group, or to the same group, just do nouns?
Yeah, let's do nouns.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Really, are we really gonna call him Ton Slim in this?
That's no, what it's gamer tag is.
Somebody took Toon Slim and he's never gotten it back.
Yeah, it sucks so bad. Oh, poor guy. Okay, I'm editing it to Toon Slim. I'll do him. Give him the best.
As it should be. As
okay.
It should be.
Okay, this is an interesting group because immediately I think we're gonna have a widespread on nouns.
I think so too. Where do we want to start?
I do too. I want to start with the elephant in the room. I think Bruv HD is not great.
You're valid for that.
I think Bruv, sick. HD, we're adding HD?
I mean, do we even know what the HD stands for?
No. And that's like, a problem. If it was well known, you know, if it was infamous, maybe.
Yeah, like Bruv high definition. We out here.
If that's what it is, it goes down farther. I don't know about a high definition. But
what else could it be?
Yeah, I'm huge. Well.
All right, I'm going to need you to calm down.
Yeah, that's going to have to pump the brakes instantly, my guy. Okay, Bruv is now in D tier because of the Zoinks D fumble right there. Holy smokes.
I'm putting him C.
Huge defender, exactly.
Huge defender.
I know you kind of said we were going to have a big spread, but like Sereyu, Gatlu, and Adesu are all like very like phonetically close. Do they all get lumped together?
Ooh, okay. Okay. Interesting.
So like their highest is gated by their weakest.
Here's the thing. I think Sereyu and Gatlu are really good, and I don't really love Adesu. Oh, but saying it sounds cool, I just don't like looking at it. Why is it spelled like that?
How do you want it spelled?
It's a bit of a Bruv HD problem.
Okay, you just don't like the mixing of the capital. You don't like improper.
Yeah, I like all capitals.
Yeah. Oh, so if the U was capital, you'd like it.
Okay, I'll leave Adesu up to all of you, but we are putting Sereyu in A.
Okay, I'm aligned. I probably like Sereyu the most.
Mm-hmm. Even if you spell it the proper way that people want to, which is Sereyu, but I think it's very good.
So by that logic, I think Gatlu B, Adesu C, and then Toon Slim is either A or S.
Gatlu B, huh? Okay. Argument here though, Doomsnax. Gatlu, very fun to say.
Completely fair. Completely fair.
Bridget, are you aligned that you think that maybe makes it go to A?
I am down for it to be an A.
Okay. I think Toon Slim, absolutely A. Dang, okay, now it's coming away with it. We said B for Adesu?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, I think that's something we'll have to remix later, because they're stronger names, I think, than Sereyu that are going to have to bump them out of A.
Look at them holistically, yeah.
You think we're bouncing? Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see. Hey, listen, our sole S tier is currently All Might, which is crazy.
I think Bagshaw should be in there, because I think that one's insane, too. I think Bagshaw's the strongest A in there.
You ride for Bagshaw.
I think that's a big personal thing, because in the set against LG last year, he got a KO streak of 3, and I said off rip, Bagshaw looking bad, brah. after he just like wiped all of LG, and like that just cemented in my head again. The Dupe Snack's headcanon is heavy influence in here. Heavy influence. War criminal behavior that he's in deep. That man is retired, and he put his time in the system. And if he wants to smoke cigarettes while he's coaching a track team, he can do that.
He's allowed to.
I think Loki, one of the most successful Korean Pokemon Unite players to ever play. I think he's been at Worlds all 3 years, which is pretty impressive. Shout out Ward.
Shout out Ward.
And I think Mule as well. So, ooh, real bottom enders on the list, but that's okay. Okay. Texas, Frank, Froy, Donlux, and Patchy.
Texas and Frank are just kind of farts in the wind to me. those are pretty low. Those are pretty low.
What?
Yeah, I think, okay, I'm now being reminded of another another concept is nouns, not the team, but the but the term, tend to do very not well. In these lists, they tend to do quite bad. So if it's a proper noun, they tend to go quite low.
How do I think Texas goes? Like,
see,
kinda crazy.
I think Texas does go kind of crazy, but I don't. I'd maybe move it up to C.
Yeah.
I mean that is not Texas going crazy. Is moving up to C?
Yeah, I mean I would. I think it's.
Like, if, like...
Better
if
than
saying,
the nouns
like,
in C tier.
You think a Texas is better than Mule?
Yeah.
Maybe we should be moving
similar.
Mule down.
Should we be moving
Mule down.
No!
If we're leaning into Texas, right? So you've got me along for the ride. And the axis that Texas goes hard, I think it's better than some B tier names, too. Like...
Wow.
I think we've overrated some folks in here.
Wow. Okay, so some things need to be changed already. Interesting.
I think Donlux goes hard as shit. I like that.
Yeah.
That one's good. Donlux is good.
100%. I was just about to say you get to call him the Don on cast, which just rules every time.
Patchy's also good.
Is Donlux good enough for S tier?
I'm considering it.
Ooh.
I am too, actually.
I also was considering it.
All right, let's put Donlux in S.
Let's go. All Might and Donlux. Oh, dang. Now I just... We need to get these people in a room together at Worlds.
a meeting of the mind.
To sit, shoot some darts, and drink some beverages. It'd be perfect.
Okay, Froy. I kind of like Froy.
Yeah, Froy's good. Froy and Patchy are both good.
Like, I like Froy and Patchy better than Mazo, Salto, and Idesu.
Wow.
I would agree.
I like
Patchy's
them the same.
Definite A, I think.
Patchy. Froy, okay, it's kind of cute.
Froy's like B.
We don't have a lot of cute names in A, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, Froy. Maybe B. I don't know. I'm down to put Froy B or C. I don't have strong feelings towards Froy.
I think it's stronger than the names in D or in C for sure.
Okay. Now, Deus Nexus, it's your time. Let's revisit it. Who is in B that should not be in B any longer? Who are you kicking off the island?
Not the literal
island of Hawaii.
Off rip, Salto and Idesu, I think, are the weakest links that we have right now.
Okay. I'm down to move Salto down for sure.
Bridge, how you feel?
Fair.
Okay.
Bridget just really likes Legacy. So it's like, this is always tough.
I don't know. Maybe it's like their names together I like a lot. I don't know.
I think that's what helps Gatlus, Sereyu, and Idesu, to be honest.
Mm. Yeah.
Greater than the sum of their parts.
Exactly.
Next region.
Okay.
Next region.
All right. We could do North America. We could do APAC West.
I saw somebody in chat earlier say do Onik. So let's
sweet.
Do Onik.
Yeah, let's do Onik. Okay, so that is APAC West, Indonesia.
I remember I gassed up Eeyore last.
I don't remember
where they end up, but Eeyore is solid.
I don't think, you know what's hilarious? He wouldn't have been in the contest, but I think he was in chat. So I think we rated his name extremely high, because it's very good. Eeyore is solid. Very good. This is a very niche reference. I'm not sure if you two will get it. I know maybe one or two people will get it in chat. This is very Stormlight Archive. It's almost a I can't remember the poetry writing form, but it's very good.
It's also fully Winnie the Pooh.
Mm-hmm. So Winnie the Pooh. Okay, are we ready to give Eeyore A tier, or does he go S tier?
It's up there for me with like.
Metallic, stop making me feel old. I'm dying inside. But yes, it is Sanderson. Okay, sorry, dude. I cut you off. What were you saying?
I was just saying, Eeyore is up there with me with like Badshah, Chobo. I think it's better than Sereyu. I think it's better than Gatlu.
Okay. I'm keeping Sereyu here. We'll talk about Gatlu later.
That's fine. It needs to be A minimum again.
Okay.
Kind of like my stance with Badshah. A minimum, and okay. I think it might be S worthy.
Bridget, how do we feel? Is Eeyore S worthy?
I think A personally.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair. It goes A. Okay, Zoe and Dev are just names.
Yeah,
those are
feel D tier to me.
Yeah, it's giving Frank.
It's giving, Frank!
Big Frank energy. I kind of think Axe Q goes hard.
Okay.
Because it's not...
Yeah.
You love naming tiers.
Yes, it's my favorite thing. It's my favorite thing. Okay, I do think Axe Q goes... Well, Ducky totally disagrees with you. This is from chat, by the way, podcast listeners. How is Axe Q A? He just had his cat walk on his keyboard for 2 seconds.
Yeah, you know what? And his cat delivered.
His cat did a great job.
Yeah, okay.
The fact that it is three letters, but it's Axe Q is so sick.
It's yeah.
Knowing
I think
that's how you say it is cool.
Yes, it is carried by how fun it is to say. How do we feel about Aluna?
I am completely uninspired by it.
Really? So. I'm kind of middle of the road. I'm a B tier on Aluna.
Okay, I'm down for that.
Yeah. We got a perfect empty spot right there.
Yeah, it's maybe that's part of why I'm. All right, Aluna goes B tier for now. Okay, we're moving. That was Onyx Rise. So whoever asked for that,
MYS. MYS?
Yeah, they got some fun.
Reebongs is a gangster name. Yes. Reebongs is so good.
Yeah,
real.
I can't believe you guys taught me about this whole Control X thing.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I think Reebongs is an immediate S tier name. I love it. Love it. Love it. Also, he spelt it like how you would spell an Irish name. With a capital 2-letter intro to the last name and then a capital 2nd part of the name.
Oh, that is pretty sick.
Like McDuffie or something. I don't know any Irish names. All right. I think Nightmew Foxy is an interesting one. It is a love it or hate it kind of name. How are we feeling about Nightmew Foxy?
I love the name. I hate casting it. Because it is a third syllable and it's kind of garbled.
And they're usually playing Mew, so it's like
so like for me it's pulled down by its own how cumbersome it is.
Yeah, it's fun, but it's cumbersome. I agree. Bridget, you're not a caster, so how do you feel about the name Nightmew Foxy?
I rub it in.
Yo, Yang is giving Frank.
I love that
that's Bridget's thing. It's giving Frank.
Of all the episodes we could have invited Smim onto, this probably was the one. Oh, well.
Damn it. It's okay. We have the chat contribution.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'm dragging you back, Bridget. How do you feel about Nightmew Foxy?
It's pretty like middle of the road for me. Like
wow.
It's cool.
Okay.
But it's not like
you know
it
what?
It is kind of memorable, but it is memorable.
Oh, what did I do? Okay.
Okay.
Low key, I think it might be C. I think Nightmew Foxy might be C. Is it that bad?
Wow. I feel like it's
just
B.
A cumbersome.
Yeah,
it's just held down by how cumbersome it is.
Okay. There it is.
It's working. It's working.
Okay. 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 Wow. Chat is very in agreement about the seat. Potentially even people asking for DT. That's crazy. I mean, I'm down to put Yang in It's Giving Frank. I think Smim put up too good of an argument.
I agree.
Okay. Yemu and HT. Also, HT, contender for Rookie of the Year. Up there with, like, Metallic and Flareons, by the way. Keep out. Watch out.
Sly.
I'm, again, uninspired by
okay.
these two. Yeah. Because Yemu, like, makes me think of, like, Limu, like, Liberty Mutual, which is...
insane.
Like the Limu Emu, and then okay. Yemu.
Sure. Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. That's just what my brain, because it works in a very unorthodox map, as I'm finding out live on this podcast.
I like it. I like it. Okay. I see a suggestion from Dextro in chat to say HT is B, Yemu is C. I'm kind of leaning that direction. How are you feeling about that, Bridget?
I feel like Yemu more than HT.
Maybe we swap them. Maybe Yemu B, HT C. I actually think HT is a cumbersome way to say on broadcast as well. I'm not going to lie. It's shorter than it sounds. And that's a bummer. It's like the whole reason that Spreggles thinks that draft needs to be fixed. All right, here we go. Let's move on to the next one. Can we do Fusion next? Let's do Fusion.
Let's do it.
Currently pretty up there on the power rankings. Let's see how they do on the gamer name. What did I do wrong? Oh, no. Oh, God.
You can do it.
Control C.
Well, I right-click for that
Control V.
One. I don't know why, but I right click for that one. Oh, rework respawn next. Okay, I'm sorry, Ducky. We're only doing regional champs, so we won't be doing rework respawn, and we won't be doing Enteku. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry for your loss.
The two things you asked for, we're not doing.
Yeah. Anyway. Ducky. Listen, you can make your own list.
Does the dragon with the second end, does that do anything? Because that, like, Draken visually none. Scars me.
Okay. Hey, we could put it in Frank tier.
You don't like the extra N?
Yeah, like, I'm uninspired by dragon, but also it has the extra N, too.
You keep saying you're uninspired.
I like Tempo. Tempo is, I think, the perfect balance of edgy gamer name. I think they found the flux state. They're in it.
Yep.
I agree.
All right. A-tier? A-tier?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Xynoo's kind of bangs, too.
Really?
It's very Xenon.
Anemo, on the other hand, I really like.
Ooh, I really like Anemo.
Okay, okay. Would you be super mad if Xynoo's went to B?
No.
Okay. Bridget, would you be super mad if Xynoo's went to B?
I would not.
All right. And then Kaya.
C.
It is just a name. Is it giving Frank?
But it's a cool name.
Okay. All right, that is a... Wait, where did Texas go? Texas and B's here? Oh, boy. All right.
We're going to have to start axing people back onto this list right here.
All right, next up is North America's Orange Juicers. We got Flareons, Kratos, Machizel, Zugrug, and Rolling It Down. I believe Zugrug was one of the few up there, potentially S-tier names we had on our last list.
I agree. Machizel is also incredibly strong to me.
I have to say, these are actually pretty good.
Yeah, I think Machizel is an immediate to S.
I really like Machizel.
It's really fun to say.
It's pretty funny.
It's a cool name, and it's kind of backed up because he does run it down on Machamp. You know?
Exactly.
That's kind of sick.
That's the combo. Like,
yeah, I think it's extreme. The Machizler. Yeah, Dupe does love saying the Machizler.
That's so good.
Okay. Are we putting Zugrug in S? Dupe Snacks and I were on the list last time. So, Bridget, where would you put Zugrug on this list?
Sidetrack is also so good to me.
It's
I like
so
that it rhyme.
good.
I like that it
Oh,
rhymes.
I love that it rhymes. Can you tell I'm a comic book fan?
What? Never
Please.
talked about it.
Yeah, Zog S for sure. Okay, chat was pretty unanimous. 300 takeout coffees. We got to bump those numbers up. But everyone mostly aligned. I like that. Okay, we still have Flareons, Kratos, and Rolling It Down. Flareons, it is just a Pokemon.
It is.
Is it in the caster bias tier?
I think it is.
I
It is supreme.
agree.
Great player. Belongs in the city.
It
Okay.
is plural, so it's multiple Pokemon. That's a
Oh,
good
that's
point.
true. It's true. I do like the argument. Okay.
Is Kratos too edgy for its own good?
Ooh, that'd be crazy.
It might be. I mean, I my instinct was Kratos B. Like shooting from the hip, Kratos B.
All right, I'm gonna leave it up to Bridge.
When I look at the names in B, I feel like Kratos is more of an A. But if you
Oh,
think B,
okay.
I'm not gonna fight.
All right, that B it is. B it is.
Okay. Oh, Deuce X is gonna go
What?
lower. Okay.
I'll leave it up to Bridget. Actually,
Well, I think I was also potentially gonna pull for a little lower. So
That
that's
was
fair. This
funny.
is our where we agree on rolling it down.
Pretty good.
I think yeah, rolling it down solid.
It's like fun enough that the it's not a Night Mew Foxy problem, you know?
No.
Right.
It's like fun.
Because rolling it down clearly shortens to Roland. Night Mew Foxy can be any one of those words.
Night Mew Foxy. Okay. Oh, ooh, Sherlock wants tempo into that's interesting. I do like tempo a lot. Okay. All right, where are we putting Roland? A? I don't think it's
Man,
an
this
S.
game's
I don't
hard.
think it's an S name.
I don't think it is either. I'm cool with it.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Hey, we might move tempo it yet up later. Hold on. Don't worry. Okay.
Yeah, we'll
Let's
see what's
do
next.
what we're previously ch Wait, why is this back? I thought I changed it. Oh, no, it is. Mashio. Oh no, now it's back.
You can, oh, delete the picture. Yep, I've
Because Doomsax loves shouting Machizzle on broadcast, and Machizzle is just an insane name. It's so good.
I did it.
Yay, thank you. Okay. I was like, I'm gonna try to learn how to do
You looked baffled.
that. What picture? How do I delete? Shoes says true no bias. Okay, here we go. Mashio, Yume, P, Lucapo, and Ton GG.
I think Lucapo's the strongest name in here, in my opinion.
You like Lucapo?
I put Lucapo
Yeah, let's start there. P is giving Frank. P is stronger than Frank. And you know what's crazy? Is because I love Franky in One Piece so much, if that was Franky, it would be A minimum.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
But it's not Frankie. Yeah, it's a problem.
Which is why it's like, ah, oh, it's just Frank. Yeah. Frank is the other track coach with Ward. That's why they're both
Yeah,
there.
it's
That's
track
why they're
coach.
both there.
Yeah, real.
Track coach. Lucapo is so fun to say. Machio, pretty fun to say too.
Machio is flows. It makes me think of Ralph Macchio, which for those of you that don't know and might just be watching Cobra Kai, he's the one who got trained by Mr. Miyagi in the original Karate Kid. That's
Okay.
the actor, by the way.
Okay.
Got it.
I don't know where I was going with that, but Machio is fun to say.
Okay.
But it also
Is
gives
it
off
fun
Ralph
enough to
Macchio
say to be A?
vibes. Like, it's fun to say, but I think there's better Bs. Like, I think Texas is cooler than that. Xynuz is cooler than that to me. Lel is cooler than that to
And
me.
Mashio? I really like
Kratos is
Mashio.
crazy.
I'm putting
I mean,
Mashio
it's
B.
like.
I'm putting Mashio B.
Okay, fair.
Okay, Mashio B. Deuce next. Where do you want P?
I think it's good.
Okay.
B. I think B, personally.
Okay. Let's put a B. Bridget, where do you want Yuumi?
This is like a league thing, isn't it?
Well, if it was you, me, it would be with an I.
Oh,
at the end.
With an
but it's
I.
You may, which I don't know. I don't know.
Yes,
I'm...
you may.
Oof,
right.
Oof. After that, it's giving so much Frank. Oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, that's being sexual,
oh
actually.
Groan. Okay.
You are welcome.
Listen, this I feel like is the decisive one. Where does Tun GG go? I feel
I
like.
I
like it.
We need to judge it fairly, we have to judge it on the same axis as Bruv.
Oh,
the
thank you.
At the
thank you. That's what I was just about to say. It's immediately to C for me because of the weird letters.
Wow. Chat is very split.
Yeah, chat can't decide. Chat has no idea what's going on right now.
It's Ton, but it's actually pronounced Tone, if I'm not mistaken, from last year. That's
okay.
Kind of an insider that we got. Which might be for because we're all Westerners here, like that might resonate differently as well. Like it's
sure.
Tone. It's Tone GG, not Ton GG.
Okay.
Fair.
I still think it goes in C because of the two letters. I
think
we need to.
Ooh, that's two votes for C. Bridget, strong enough opinions to pull it either way?
I'm aligned.
We are aligned. Dang. The C, the caster bias tier. Crazy. Okay, Shin and Rude gonna be up next.
I like a lot of these names.
I'm trying to remember some of these names.
I think Z-Ray whips.
I love that it's Z-Z-Z.
Z-Z-Z-Ray, yeah.
Yeah.
It's cute. Okay. Okay.
It's B, for sure B, right? At least.
Oh, I'd say you could put it higher. I'd say that could be an A tier name.
I think Xingdi is really strong too.
Xingdi is awesome. I think Ice kind of rules as well.
I like Ice a lot too.
Holy, but the whole team in A tier. Okay.
BKZ might be like, but it hits different than HT, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Like BKZ is kind of slick, whereas HT like some way is shorter but clumsier. I don't know.
Yeah, BKZ is more phonetically fun. That is alone worth something.
Yeah, I think it's B.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Akura. I don't think it's D, but I think I could put it in C. Maybe it is D.
Akura?
I don't know. I think C.
C? Okay. We'll put it C. We'll put it C. All right. Who knows how many more of these teams we got to go through?
I don't think there's too many more.
Oh, perfect. Oh, you've been highlighting them too. Thank you.
I have been.
Thank you. Okay. Here we go. This is over to OC for the Ground Zero boys. What's up? Joe Megalol, OM Beagle, Cruelly, and Colon. Colon? Is that really how you?
Okay.
Are we putting that D?
Colon? Yeah, Colon's got to be.
Is that how we're saying that?
I mean, we talking about bowel movements out here? What are we doing?
Yay. Okay, I'm sorry, Joe Megalol.
Zoinks is a haze.
Zoinks is going snap
so...
D. That was going to be a snap D from Zoinks. I'm not going to stop him. He's so angry. He's turning red like his shirt just by reading it.
He hates it so much.
No, shut.
Okay, no.
Was up the strongest?
It's going C because he's an all caps brother. And that's what
okay.
I'm here for. And
that is your bias.
Oh, that is my bias. How do we feel about Owen Beagle?
To me, it's kind of a C.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, it's like an animal I don't. I mean, I like beagles, but it's like, I don't feel.
It's giving mule.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, I feel equally about mules and beagles, I think.
I feel like What's Up is, in
like
fact, the
better,
strongest,
but...
and I think it's B.
Yeah, okay.
I agree.
And Cruelly. Cruelly's not bad. I think it's C,
kinda,
though.
It's kind of edgy.
Yeah, Cruelly.
Okay, now, yeah. You just cemented it in C.
All right, do we go to Talon or Cakelock next?
Let's just do that whole space. Let's just do Talon.
Those
and
are the
Cake
last
Lock.
Ones.
All right. Boom. Oh, you can only see.
Okay, Lance and Dylan, right? Those are straight Frank tears.
Well, okay, Lance. Yeah. I was gonna make the argument for like it's a Pokemon champion. That's kind of cool, you know. But
Kai. D.
Well, when you say it like that, it's D. Okay, RBX and BKZ.
Is like worse BKZ.
I think it's the same. I think it's the exact same as BKZ.
Fine, all right, I'll let it slide. Right. Sync 1, you know where I'm at, because it's got that number in there.
He hates numbers, man.
Bye-bye, Sync 1.
Yo,
we're so sorry.
What did we just do to this poor team? Shout out to RBX holding it down.
In the B tier.
Big.
Yeah, that one's tough. Sorry. I think that's Talon. Oops.
That is Talon.
Sorry, Talon. Hey, I got you going pretty far in this tournament, but gamer name.
SCGSGC, no shot.
I took it straight from the VOD.
Okay. Sun Sage, but spelt with a Z. Kinda tickles my heartstrings. Tickles my heartstrings a little bit. It almost to the point of A tier, and I'm not lying. Like,
okay.
Oh, no shot. I have to gatekeep that. There's no way.
Sun
Sage.
Nope.
You can put him in A, but I will not let that name hit S. 0%er.
Okay.
0%er.
All right, we're pretty good at A. Sun Sage is too good. Tirawatbi.
If it was just like Tirawat, like a Tarawat, like that's kind of dope.
Tirawatbi sounds like the girl that Ward didn't get to ask to the dance when he was in high school and always talks about her every practice.
No, it sounds like the robot that a nerd builds in their basement to be their girlfriend.
Oh no! All right.
Insane.
Okay, Poofaza. Now, okay. Now hold on.
Listen.
Now hold on. Poofaza is crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's stronger to me than Sun Sage. I'm a Poofaza believer. I'm a Poofaza believer.
I need to cast every Cake Lock.
I need to be in these games.
Oh, Dat Boy Muck with the raid. What's going on? How you doing, everybody? We're ranking people's gamer tag names. Okay, Poofaza.
Yeah, just in time, Muck. Poofaza. What were we thinking? Come on, Muck Raiders. What do you think about Poofaza right now? Well, okay. We let the discourse happen in the chat about Poofaza. Let's talk about Nadiza.
Nadiza.
Muck goes Poofaza A tier. All right, 106 person raid. You get an A tier for Poofaza.
That's worth one A tier selection.
Congratulations.
All right.
Nadiza, like, again, feels like it kind of goes, but at the same time, saying it over and over again. I know my brain is going to make me mess that up. So okay. I'm going to abstain from Nadiza after I already gate kept Sun Sage and forced Poofaza into A.
It's
I think
so
I just
good.
Need to take a break.
Okay. All right. Bridget, how are you feeling about Nadiza? Nadiza for me is like C.
I was thinking that too.
Okay. Okay. Nadiza is going to end up there. Okay. So. That is our tier list of all of the number one seeds at the World Championships. Now,
no, we got to zoom out and we got to rework this thing.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
This act is not done.
This A tier is there's too many humans in there.
I think we should maybe bump up some to S.
Okay, so here was my idea. I was going to say, chat. What is one person in the A tier that you think deserves to be at S tier?
Mm-hmm. Make sure you show Mufasa.
Yeah, wait, there's some tempo. Metallic's a hardcore tempo believer. Okay, I was like, ooh, a lot of people saying tempo, and then it's just
too.
Metallic saying it twice. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Couple votes for Shingi.
Good.
Okay.
I do like Patchy, too.
Hey, what's going on, Kratos? You made it into B tier. Just so you know, I had to fight a little for you to get into B tier. Okay? Bridget and I did. But Deus Ex prayed on your downfall. Okay, I mean, we're seeing a lot of Shingdi love.
Yeah, Shingdi's really solid.
All right, we'll move Shingdi.
And that's one that we called was an A minimum, right? So
okay.
I think that's a fair
Excel
move.
Wizards, how do I move these three just up one cell?
Select them all, hit Control X, and then click on the empty void and Control V. Bang.
Oh my gosh. It's like a whole new world to me.
Okay. Okay, real quick, Zoinks, out of these A's, like, pick two or three that are your favorites out of A.
Sun's Age, immediately. Sereyu, and are you kidding? You actually don't think that's cool? Eeyore, Sereyu, and Sun's Age.
What about you, Bridget?
I would say
Mufasa's so good.
Mufasa is
good.
Right where it needs to
no,
be.
It's good.
I keep looking at it, and it's just the best thing I've ever seen.
No, that one's good. So okay, good. I'm trying to think, like, comparing the list. I
don't hate how many we have in A tier, by the way. I'm not against the way this list is where it is right now. But
yeah, I feel like Chobo, Tempo, Anemo. I need a one of the last O's.
Ooh, okay.
In the S tier, if that makes sense.
Chat was really pulling for Tempo.
Yeah,
Lucapo like as well.
Lucapo's good, but we feel like it's.
I'm kind of okay with the S tier being this, like, you know, 6-person exclusive club.
God, I mean, they are strong too. They are.
I know.
Really
like,
good.
I don't know if there is anybody we really need to pull up there. Okay, chat, your next chance. Who should not be in the It's Giving Frank D tier? Who is should be moving out of D? Tempo is just a word.
It's
true.
So true.
But it's like a gamer word, Kratos. It's a gamer. Vamp, thank you so much for the raid.
It's like a really good word.
You want Draken?
Demo Kratos to E? Yo.
Okay, but he shoots darts.
Yeah. That's the ward tier. It's giving Frank, but also,
it's giving
like,
ward.
You know, don't sleep on ward.
True. Yeah, Frank tier might just kind of be set. Smim might be correct there. Okay.
Just going through A, for me, the ones that I could see getting moved up, Badshah, Chobo, Toon Slim, Eeyore. Those are probably the ones I like the most.
I think out of those I would lean Eeyore, but
here's the thing, like Ice is cool and it's solid and it's a dope gamer tag, but it's not like it doesn't like drum up a big spirit of you know, like if you were to make an account on some game that wasn't Unite, you wouldn't get Ice. There's no shot.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure. But it doesn't feel like... Oh, you're saying it's, like, generic.
Right.
Okay.
Or at least some of the... Like, Eeyore, too, as a matter of fact. But I
There's
like, I
no
feel
way you get Pufaza. It's too good. It's taken it's... everywhere.
Ice is clean. Pufaza Ice is smooth. One. That's why it's an A, but that's why I'm not... That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm good to keep Ice in air.
All right. Is this it?
I think if there's any, Bridget, is there any ones that, like, whether on the low end or in the middle or in the top end that you think really need to move?
I'm pretty down for this.
Okay.
I think it's pretty balanced, but the S tier is exclusive. That's,
yeah, I
that's
like that.
Good with me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Flareon's to be,
damn.
I can see it. I think if anyone moves from C to B, it's like Tone.
Mule.
Honestly, Mule.
Bridget really does. Like Mule.
It's good.
It kind of goes crazy.
I'm leaving it in C. I'm the one.
Three Flareons in a trench coat goes hard.
Beppo was selling me earlier.
I'll tell you what, if somebody comes up with a backstory for their gamer tag, because that's some of my like personal favorite stories to hear, is how people landed on their gamer tags, I can see that influencing where I put somebody, to be quite honest. But anyways, let's lock it down. This is where we're at.
All right, sounds good. Deuce and X, give me a quick thumbnail face in 3, 2, 1. Okay, awesome. There, that will be the end of our podcast. Reminder, everybody, we will be doing Unite Mike's Mayhem finale tomorrow night, same time, same place. You know where to find us. Other than that, anything to plug, Bridget?
Not really. Just Mayhem tomorrow, which you already talked about. So.
Perfect. Sweet. Okay, Doofsnax, how about you?
First off, Metallic saying, bro, I made my gamer tag when I was way younger and I thought I made the word up. What a legend. What a legend. That's shout out number one. Shout out number two, always follow at Big Bridget on Twitter and show up for Mayhem tomorrow. It's going to be a banger. We've got the gigantic coin. I'll have the tiny mic ready to go and we'll get after it.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you everybody so much for spending your time with us here on a Tuesday evening or wherever you're listening to this in podcast form. My hair was like this the whole time, huh? All right, cool. Hope you all have a great rest of your night. We will be back with Mayhem tomorrow. We'll see you all then. Bye-bye.
Bye.